Speaker 1.
In the media, I've heard a lot of people going on about the merits of multi-billion pound space programmes. While the sums of money are astronomical, the same applies to budgets for the military, health, education and transportation, not to mention the business world. There are far more important things to worry about in our daily lives, so I refuse to lose any sleep over the matter. As to whether or not these endeavours improve our quality of life, I'd have to say that scientific and technological breakthroughs in other areas have played a far greater role and have affected our lives in a more direct way.
Speaker 2.
I can't understand how anybody could see the use of billions of pounds of taxpayers' money as anything other than excessive. This is particularly disturbing at a time when austerity is being preached by the powers that be. Goodness knows how many schools, hospitals, and welfare programs have been victims of the spending cuts. The advocates point out the significance of satellites and so forth, but as far as I'm concerned, a huge organization like NASA is self-serving and has its own agenda. While politicians use achievements in space to promote national pride, not to help the average man in the street. If it goes on, people will have to take a stand against it.
Speaker 3.
The problem with space research is that there are some extremely complex principles to comprehend, and the general public might not be able to grasp its significance. But its substantial cost has led to a multitude of developments that have changed the world. It's incredibly short-sighted to dismiss such efforts as overly expensive. If we consider the fields of communications, electronics, and the internet, we can see that technological developments linked to the space program are now utilized on a day-to-day basis. They make a vital contribution to the world we live in, so we all reap the benefits.
Speaker 4.
One day, humanity could be faced with the destruction of the Earth and have no choice but to settle on other planets. However, the fact is we just don't have the technology to undertake interstellar colonization yet. Considering the Earth's present environmental problems, it might be wise to develop our capabilities as soon as possible. Still, does it really warrant spending billions right now? I appreciate that the military, government agencies and the telecommunications industry have a high stake in these programs, but do the benefits really trickle down to the little people? Granted, it's a crucial issue in this time of economic instability, and I hate to sit on the fence, but I just can't figure out where I stand at present.